Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
So, I sent a clip of Brandon and proposing to marry to Lars von Trier. And he said, fuck, I'm sad now. I think I'm going to go watch The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. Or, I don't know, Requiem for a Dream for the 30th time. Ooh. I got to have something to cheer me up.
God, I did. I had to watch Dancer in the Dark directly after this.
Bleakest.
Just to laugh.
Thing I've, I know, it's good to laugh.
It's good to
it's
laugh.
It's good to laugh watching when Bjork is slowly dying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is, I remember me saying that the pre-posal that I called it from, who was it? The pre-posal from... Why am I forgetting this? We called it a pre-posal.
The pre-posal?
It was a sad proposal. And you said, there's nothing worse than the one you're about to see on tow. And you're right. This was awful.
Yeah.
I felt, y'all, I felt like I wanted to crawl inside my body. I couldn't watch. I just sunk into my chair and her stank face just staring at him.
I mean, the title is very correct for this episode.
Say yes to the mess.
This is season 5, episode 13 of Tow. This is Tow the other way.
This is Tow. This is Tow.
The other way. Real quick before we just get started. So on Tuesday morning, y'all, be sure to check out Little Miss Recap with Amy Archer and also Amanda. We jumped on and we talked about this latest episode 8, which was... It's a very good episode of The Last Resort.
How many episodes are they going to do?
12.
Okay, cool.
Goes to October 30th. So,
are they doing a tell-all?
I don't think they... It would be weird on this because it's not that type of show. It's
I
kind
agree.
Of the show is a tell-all.
The show is a tell-all.
It is a tell-all.
It's a 12-part tell-all.
Because it's just a therapist grilling them with questions and them going, ugh. Great episode, though. Really, I'm not allowed to give spoilers, but I just want to say that there will be tears of Kalani and Kalini and Isuelu.
I saw, I think it was the previous episode where they were, where Kalini was there wearing glasses that were so far down on her nose, and I just wanted to push them up.
Yeah. Well, she takes them off in this scene.
Okay, good.
Anyway. Really, we loved the episode. We talked for like almost an hour and a half about it. It was great. They said hello to you. Again, it was like you were there because Amy was serving Libra energy because she's a poodle.
It is Libra season, y'all. Woo! Can you feel it?
Oh, it is.
It's just like I'm out there, just like you wake up in the morning and I'm just looking at you in the bedroom. My face is on your husband's face going, hey, what are we doing today?
Like that gecko.
Let's fight. Because Libras love to fight, y'all.
They do.
We love to fight. We love to fight. And people oftentimes think that we are angry when we're fighting. No, we just like to discuss, and sometimes it turns to arguing. And people in our lives don't seem to like that.
I do tell Poodle that. I'm like, are you angry? He's like, no.
I'm not angry.
I'm not angry.
I just sound like this.
You ask a question, he goes, what?
What? I've been told people always interpret my tone as angry, and I'm just not. That was how I grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Both my parents sound like they're angry with you at all the time.
Again, meet someone's parents, you understand them more. But y'all, Poos is having a birthday.
Not until a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks.
Yeah.
29 again.
For the 98th time.
For the 98th time.
Feels like the first time. My voice is still not where it should be. I think it's flying and just being back. And also, our weather's been nuts.
I'm glad you brought that up because we need to issue an official Reality Gaze apology. And honestly, I think it's really
another
you.
One.
It's really you more than me, Poodle.
What do I do? What do you mean?
Because we forgot to talk about Debbie when we met Debbie at the TLC party.
Oh, how did I forget on our thing? I forget that?
Because I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but you really should have remembered.
Well, I literally said I should write some things down before this episode because I know I'm not going to remember anything.
It's true. If you haven't seen the video on our social media, it's pretty magical when we meet Debbie. We got her to say an inspirational quote, and as she's saying it, you see Poodle's face enraptured.
I'm feeling like how I'm going to do her later.
He's trying to mouth the words with her.
Yes, I feel like our
it's like the same our, time
it's like a,
twins.
It's like a Vulcan mind meld.
Same time.
And I'm working. You can actually see me working on my impression and refining it because I'm an artist that way.
So tell everyone how it was meeting Debbie for you.
Thank you for bringing this up. I meant to do it. First of all, she had a fan.
She did.
She was hard to miss in the room.
She smelled nice. Her perfume was nice.
She smelled of freesia.
Mm-hmm.
She was lovely. She has an energy about herself that is infectious. She's extremely kind. She asks a lot of questions. I think you were with me when you talked to her one time and you filmed us. I talked to her again, and she talked to me mostly about what the show has done for her and how happy she is to get to have affected people. And people say that she's like, when people tell me that I make them happy, that's just adding more joy to my life so I can add more joy to theirs. I don't even need to think about Oshama anymore.
That's true. That's how I feel about our listeners. So yeah. I get that.
But
she talked about her son a lot when
she talked about Julian loves you too. My son Julian.
Yeah, she did talk about Julian.
Julian thinks Julian will show me clips that you guys do. And you know, I try to do social media, and Julian says I should do more.
But she was
lovely, and it's almost a lock. She's gonna be on The Single Life, y'all. It's almost a lock.
We think so. Yeah,
yeah.
There's a lot of I was talking about that with Amy. And Amanda, there's a lot of people that we feel like could be on Single Life because they were asking who should go on Last Resort next season. But they agree. They're like, if Matt Sharp could just switch this out with Hay.
Oh, please. This is a I feel like, though, hay is more, you get more bang for your buck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's cheaper.
Also cheaper. I was going to say way cheaper to me.
Yeah, you don't have to pay three therapists. Ain't no therapist in hay because it's all dark.
But we don't know if it's going to happen, but they really want Lib and Andre to go to this.
That's interesting. They definitely have issues to work out in their marriage. I wonder if he would be open to that.
I don't know. I forget her name. None of us could remember their names. You could. The woman with really curly red hair whose husband died in the middle of the night, and then she ended up marrying that guy on Love in Paradise, and they moved to Seattle.
Ellie,
that's it. Yeah,
her husband allegedly died of natural causes. Yeah. That normally happens on, like, when you've been married a couple of days or
weeks.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
So
it doesn't.
We need to move on. So, okay.
I think she's done with the show.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
I would actually like to see someone like, they probably don't have a ton, everyone could do marriage counseling, everybody. But I'd like to say like Lauren and Alexi, because I think
they would have them on.
I don't think those two do a lot of communication.
Maybe not. I think they, Lauren and Alexi, they'll probably have Russ and Powell.
No.
They will.
Boo. They would do it too.
It would be nice if, because these therapists are good, it would be nice if some of the therapists read Powell for filth.
She wouldn't handle it well.
Kind of like they did Angela, and Angela just went, anyway.
I think even Angela can accept, from a therapist, I think even Angela can accept criticism better than Powell.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Which is saying something.
It's good, y'all. Last Resort's good. I'm listening to all your apologies now. All of you saying, I hate this. I'm not going to like it. And now you're all, soon as you heard about that yeast infection, you all had to watch. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy,
gotcha.
You're right. Everyone did. Everyone was like, I'm watching, holding my nose, but y'all dick pigs like smell truffles. And you went and you dug in the dirt and you ate it and you're now laying in the slop just going, wow.
Yes. If you need to feel better about yourself, listen to our recap of The Golden Bachelor, y'all. The Golden Bachelor. We're in it. Bachelor Nation. Who dis?
Bachelor Nation. I'm afraid to get into that fandom. I don't think I'd be able to speak all of the language or the jargon. I couldn't do it.
Hey y'all, we have some collabs that we're going to be recording this week, so be on the lookout. We're doing an episode with Two Black Girls, One Rose. We're going to be talking about, actually with them, we're going to be talking about Love is Blind this week.
Yes.
But we're going to do another collab with them later on where we're going to talk about Golden Bachelor and also Love to See It.
I think that's not going to be out until the following week though.
Oh, okay. And I don't know when our Love to See It collab is dropping. Do you?
That's going to be on their feed, so that's their business.
That's their business. Okay. Well,
we'll talk to them about it.
Just check them out. I think we're good. No other announcements that we need to chirk about, do we?
We're recording this Sunday morning. So I will have a Big Brother corner for, on B90 because things are heating the fuck up.
Well,
right,
but B90, we've already recorded B90 this week, so it would be next week.
Never mind.
So
I don't know when I'm going to do it.
And you can't do it on UK because we're covering the tell-all after this, and then we're done with UK.
Never mind. I guess I'll never talk about it again.
You really need to put in the schedule for Toe to be on Mondays, so that way we can.
I know
we get. I'm not. No. Don't get defensive.
I'm not blaming you.
Your scheduling is wonderful. Our life's been fucked up by
schedule. You better say that.
It has. This 90-day UK tell-all fucked us over. Just kind of like what Jovi wrote on a whiteboard, gave us a blowjob and then bent us over. And wait, you haven't seen that yet, have you?
No.
They go to sex therapy and you see what Jovi wants on his whiteboard for sex therapy. And it is very descriptive.
Imagine that after talking to him for a little bit, he's got a magnetism. I did not expect it.
Oh, my God. Amy Archer said the same thing. Oh, God.
I did not expect it. He's not as goofy as he appears on. He is goofy, but there's an energy there. And
he's handsome.
I did not expect it when I met him.
Whoa, I did not expect this.
Anyway, the little bit of
splutter. He put his hand on my back.
We were wrong. We said that they bang really well. Apparently not. We find out in Last Resort.
Oh, no. So, he's like a two-pump chump if he can get it up.
No. You'll have to watch and find. They talk
Stop.
About it. No, they go into detail about it and talk about it. I love Yara.
He wants more? He what? Like
Yara is so brave to talk about this. I love her.
Okay, can we talk about this episode?
Yeah, I think that's it. Any more? I don't think we know anything else. Nope, that's it. Y'all, if you're listening right now, you're not just getting tossed. You're getting hand tossed.
In October.
It's October.
October.
October. We're here. Ooh, I'm gonna have to put out my pumpkins tonight. It's time. Oh, here we go. Halloween time.
And no one in your building has objected to what you're trying to do?
I don't ask.
Have you talked?
I don't ask.
I swear to God, I would object just on principle that I was not asked.
And boy, you're that curmudgeon. No.
No.
No one likes you in your building.
No. I need to be asked. If it's going to be my building, I want to be fucking asked.
No, I've
What if I'm Jehovah's Witness and don't celebrate Halloween like Holly?
I don't care. Sorry.
I've lived here the longest. This is I can do what world I want. And we just live in it.
Yep. Do what I want. They drop the rent checks off by my front door anyway.
What?
They do. I have a box outside my door and everybody brings and drops the rent checks off.
Why do you hold this power?
Because I've been here the longest.
But why is the box there?
Because I'm the one that my landlord trusts.
What a fucking brown-nosed teacher's pet.
Yeah. Guess who gets a new fan, though, when they need it for free? Yep. Mm-hmm. Installed incorrectly, but still.
Can we move on? I'm begging. Begging.
Begging. Yes, yes, yes.
Shekinah and Sarper. The first thing she says is,
I love them.
A post has still not been made.
A post has still not been made. It's my third day here and I'm still upset about it.
I guess it seems so small. I get it why it's so important to her, but it's talking about it like she does. A post has not been made. I didn't need to make him to make our relationship public.
I mean, yeah. I try to convey this last episode to get people that this is her. Again, I'm just going to say, remember, social media and real life are the same to her and him.
Yeah.
They're the same. Especially to her.
It just sounds so vapid.
I agree. But this has become more the norm, more and more and more.
Also, I don't know if you saw this on social media. Someone posted, they're like, oh, tell us about the cosmetic procedures you've had. And she went, none, only my boobs, nothing to my face.
Good for her.
Liar!
Good for her.
Well, have you seen the pre and before and after?
100%.
But I just...
I can't believe somebody would ask that, though. People ask the rudest. Why would you just ask someone that?
That she's... They're saying it looks good. And but so some still. People are... But it's interesting. You want to talk about cosmetic surgery, but you think that's rude to ask.
I talk about cosmetic surgery and... You can speculate about it, but I think to go to just ask someone if they've had a surgery,
I guess you don't know. I feel like
the more that people talk about it, of their surgery, I feel like it makes it okay for public discourse.
I think if someone wants to bring it up and talk about it in the talk about it, but she doesn't want to. So okay,
it's not that she doesn't want to. It's outright lies. It is. It's extremely obvious.
Yeah. Very.
Anyway, y'all, he wants to get her away from that. So he goes and gets a construction hat and a orange vest, which he apparently has in his closet.
To do what?
Her a sexy dance.
I've already prepped this. You don't know. Instead of talking about this, I think this is way more important to do this as, I think, our first reality gaze striptease theater.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm up for anything. That's what they call me in college.
Okay. There goes up for anything.
Hey, boys. Find me anytime.
All right, Poodle will be playing the role of Sarper. I'll be playing the role of Shekinah. All right, and Poodle, I'm gonna narrate for you how to start this. I just need, because you don't know what it's about to happen.
I do not know.
I just need you to say as Sarper, it is time for my dance. Play the music.
It is time for dance. Play music. Scream, ladies. Now I will only dance for you.
Oh, okay.
This is me now. Turn down music, DJ. But play more. Just turn it down to nothing.
There we go. I got it.
I believe DJ is on drugs.
Oh, what's happening?
I am now moving my arm around like I am washing window or polishing furniture.
Oh, you look like a cleaning lady. That's
now
great.
I'm moving my shoulders around like I am trying to itch spot on back that you cannot find.
Are these dance moves?
That's what I said. Okay. I dance for a very rich lady, and now you're the only woman.
What are you doing with my leg? Why are you holding my leg? What are we doing?
This is called, I move your leg around like rudder of boat, and I bring it into penile area. You know I never get erection with lady, right?
No, I got to get that.
Can you feel it now? Can you feel erection?
Oh, my God. Is this what love feels like?
What love feels like, and now I want to show you dance move.
Show me another.
This is me acting like dead bird on ground.
The flopping.
What is love? Oh, baby, don't hurt me. What is love?
I'm so moist down there. This is so hot, Sarper.
Now,
do it again.
I grind upon you like I am trying to start fire with groin.
Oh my God. This man has never treated me so lusciously.
Oh, there's some sparks across your cooter.
Oh, yes. Take me, Sarper. Take me.
Now I throw around my body like I have seizure.
Okay. Make me a woman, Sarper. Make me a woman.
Ladies cream their panties for this?
Yes. Oh, wait. What? Are you playing me like an air guitar? What's happening?
Yes. It's very Turkish.
Fuck me.
Are you feeling it now?
This was the worst lap dance I've ever seen.
He can't dance at all.
Yo, he just moves his body around.
He was bad in bed. I'm saying it now.
It was bad.
It was bad. I don't think Sarper has had sex with 2,500 women. After this, I think you've had sex with maybe 200 women. I think you're making it up.
I think 200 is a pretty good number, though.
Yeah.
For him. That's a really respectable body count.
You beat that.
I think I'm over 200, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm over 200 for certain.
Now, that's
remember when you, that's remember when you used to stuff. Write them down?
What?
Yeah, write them down. You have a book.
What?
Yeah, you write them down.
You did that?
Yes.
I thought that was a family Bible in your room. Was that actually?
Well, it kind of is of sorts.
And God gave Jacob a penis.
A penis. I thought that was just your fan copy of the Never Ending Story. Apparently,
I opened the big book and see the infinity symbol. Yeah.
The never ending hoary.
Yo, that never fucks good.
Fuck around. Get that double D.
Bastion, do me.
Wow, we can't ruin this for
people. Bastion was hot. Holy shit, I was into that kid.
Remember when we looked him up when he got older and he's still hot?
Mm-hmm.
He's still hot, y'all. Sebastian is still hot.
It was hot.
We need to move on.
Good times.
All right. All right. Terrible dancer. Yes.
Awful.
Yes.
Other question is, what are the other outfits that he has on hand?
Oh.
I believe there's definitely a policeman's outfit.
Definitely policeman. Fireman.
Yes. The Fireman. Usual suspects.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Amish farmer.
Oh, for sure. I think
complete with beard and overalls and suspenders.
Yes. I bet there's definitely sexy devil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sexy with little horns.
CPA with glasses, mm-hmm. white shirt, tearaway clothes, mm-hmm. and it comes with a little, he has one of those like green visors.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Maybe he has an old school green visor. He substitutes that for old school banker.
Yes.
Banker.
Yes.
Or
Mr.
Maybe,
Monopoly.
Yes, Mr. Monopoly. Parking attendant, where he actually has a thing of coins that he pops out.
Oh, yeah. It's hot.
Here's the deal, y'all. The saddest part about this was not the dancing. The saddest part is that it worked.
She's so into it.
It worked.
She's so fucking basic. I swear to God.
I mean, he picks. Now, granted, I've been here. I remember. I've said this before in the pod. I kind of was into this one guy, and then he just grabbed me and picked me up and carried me to my bedroom, and I almost gooshed. Man, pussy wet.
It was. Being carried is something.
It's something.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
I'm usually wiggling around like a fish. Oh. Like, you know how when you hold like a mm-hmm. hamster in your hand, it's like going like that crazy.
Yeah.
That's like a cat. Me when I'm being carried.
And like a feral cat.
I'm just trying to get away.
Writhing around.
I want to get away, but also I want you to hold me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it difficult for you.
Again, Libra season.
It's Libra fucking season, y'all. We are wily.
You are wily.
Later on at the gym.
He does say, this is, I think you said this in the theater, I just want to make, he makes a big deal because he says, this is the first time I do dance one woman. Like,
one to one.
I'm
he
like,
looks at her, and he's, y'all, his sincerity is what kills it. He looks at her with his big eyes and goes, yes. This is the first time I do this with lady one to one.
This is vulnerability for Sarper.
It is.
Listened to one episode of Brené Brown. He said, and Brené said one to one woman. That's it.
And he believes it.
He believes it.
That is what's magical about this person.
Oh.
There's absolutely no self-awareness.
No.
And he is giving you, and it is real for him.
It is. It's great.
Later on, they're at the gym. And guess what? His client is a woman. So you can imagine when she said this a while back, so I'm not letting him train any more women. I went, that's going to be hard.
Do you feel like this is fake? It felt like this was set up a little bit. Like they're both at the gym. The woman shows up. He's training.
I didn't think about that, but possibly.
It felt a little fraudacity for me.
I also need to tell her, honey, if you're going to be upset when Turkish men kiss each other on the cheek or kiss, you need to get over that.
That's
fucking cultural for them.
It would be rude. It would be quite rude not to do it.
And also, I don't know all the specific rules, but
just saying that you're in a relationship with an American woman isn't going to be enough because people are going to expect it of him. Yeah, it's
dumb. This idea where she's like, he's with me now and he needs to not do it. I was like, honey, sit down. You're wrong.
It's also just being ignorant of certain cultural customs and how they work. You're with an American, so that's going to supersede everything.
And shocker, he says, 90% of my clients are women. And you see,
I could have told you that.
Because she wants him to pay for shit.
It did feel fake. Later on, she's in the girls' locker room. He's like, I cannot go in here. This is for girls.
Don't come in here.
This is criminal.
Who's in there? No.
I can't.
And he finally comes in and he's like, please leave. Please leave. Please. He's so uncomfortable.
It is really interesting because I bet they're in Muslim countries, regardless of how liberal they are, there are separations of genders and sex much more thoroughly. So
and is that
he might be right.
Is a prominent religion in Turkey Muslim?
Yes.
Okay.
Some Orthodox Christianity, but mostly Islam.
Islam, yeah. Not more than, I just Googled it. I believe you. I just wanted to know the numbers. More than 99% of the population is mostly
Sunni. It's a Muslim country.
So
it's much more, it's not like Iran.
No.
Because you go to places like Antalya or wherever, they're in Istanbul where they are, like you'll see women wearing hijab, but like, it's not like all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just, it's a very liberal Muslim country for the most part.
Shall we move on?
No, I just want to say one thing. What do you think when he like threw her sucker?
Oh.
I had a moment and I was like, if someone ever ripped a sucker out of my mouth, first of all, she was sucking it like she was a B movie actress in a Showtime Skinamax late night movie.
It just felt,
Fix my cable.
Fix my cable. Yes. Fix my cable. I think I saw that. That's what felt fake about it. It's like she was like, I'm going to have a prop to show I'm really angry.
Yeah, it was that.
Yeah. A little bit.
Shall we talk about the wedding?
It's like rain on your wedding day. Here's the deal is I'm like, I watched this and I went, wait a minute. Are these two crazy kids going to make it work?
I think
Wayne actually good for Holly?
I don't think we're seeing all the whole story.
Because Holly's a fucking mess.
Yeah. Y'all, this is the definition. Also, this is the definition of messy bride. If you ever wondered what it looked like, a messy bride looks like.
When they have a complete mental breakdown because they forgot the glue to their eyelashes in America, and eyelashes are what makes them feel pretty.
It's not even that. Like, the dress has so many layers that you can't really see her. The hair is mixed into the dress, and the hair is just like everywhere. Veil. And the veil is too dense, so you can't actually see her. And it looks like one. Was it Nothing But Trouble when the guy married John Candy?
Yes.
But you couldn't because the veil was so thick.
Uh-huh.
Or like when Kermit married Miss Piggy, you didn't know who it was because Miss Piggy's veil was so thick.
You make me happy. Yeah, exactly.
The veil was so thick, it did look like we were in for some type of like identity reveal. Like it wasn't actually Holly.
And of course, Holly's going to have black roses, y'all. Of course she is.
I guarantee you that song from Twilight was played. I have died. I am. I'm waiting for you for 1,000 years. God, y'all, I'm sure a lot of you had that at your wedding. Know now that it was a basic choice. I'm sorry to say this. I played it for a lot of weddings.
Dance.
It was a basic choice. You don't want to hear it. You can accept it now. You chose a basic song. It's fine. Sorry.
Your wedding was still real, everyone in Ballard.
Your wedding was real, but your song choice was basic. I played a lot of basic weddings at that time, y'all, and I heard that song a lot.
I
so want to
argue
worry.
With you, but...
One step closer.
Who sings that? Evanescence? Evervescence?
Oh, what was her name? It's like Rachel something. If she was a one-hit wonder. Maybe it wasn't Rachel. Who fucking cares?
Twilight was powerful. Even our friend Sissy, or the kind of the OG Sissy, actually.
I was into it.
She was into Twilight. Remember, we had to go see Twilight because of her.
It was a time. It was a certain romantic time. I think I was drunk for all those movies.
She asked us to go, and I got drunk, and I would yell how hot Jacob was in the theater. And
yeah,
you were a
Jacob fan, Team Jacob.
Well, I'm not into Edward. I'm not into him. I liked him as Cedric Diggory, and that's where it ends.
What was that?
Cedric Diggory.
There we go.
But I remember she was so into Edward because he sparkles like diamonds.
Thank you. That's why everyone was into him.
Emo.
Say it. Vampire. Anyway, yes, there were black roses. What do you think about the dress?
Oh, it was horrible. It looked like cake icing and more cake icing and more cake icing on this petite frame. Wore her.
If you have too many layers and too much chiffon, too much stuff, the dress will wear you and make you look like a corpse bride.
Yes, which is what she wants.
Which she probably was going for.
She was Nightmare on Christmas or whatever that movie's called.
Nightmare Before Christmas, yeah.
I just wrote, not even that she looked bad. I just went, she looks so fucking weird. She just looks weird, y'all, with the lashes, the hair.
To me, it felt on brand. I'm surprised the dress wasn't black, to be honest.
I am too.
Yeah.
I overslept
my allergy appointment.
She's freaking out, and she was like, "And
it's the only thing that makes me feel
so
pretty.
Stressed out." She tears a barn door off the wall, and she's like, "Wow, maybe I'm just stronger than I thought."
With her bridezilla strength,
yes, yes. And she was like,
"Hulk
like,
need to get married."
She's like, "For my first wedding, I knew it was wrong, so I got really, really, really drunk, and my dad helped me up."
She said. Let me quote, "I'm an emotional roller coaster right now. And all I could think of, the phrase is, I feel like I'm on an emotional roller coaster, but I pictured Holly's head on a roller coaster."
Uh-huh.
Like mm-hmm. Starlight Express.
Starlight, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just
like she's an actual train.
Starlight Express.
Y'all, if you've ever said, I wonder what that it's about, you can YouTube Starlight Express and see people as trains, it is something to see. You won't believe that it was actually conceived and there were investors and the show ran for a while. You will not believe it.
It's not good.
I highly recommend a Google.
Highly.
So both her weddings, she knew the day of, weren't going to...
Oh yeah, both. Sorry, not one, but two.
What? I need to know that. Y'all, I think I've mentioned before, I had a client once who everything was there, everything, she had the place booked, and she told me the story, it was in a cabaret class, she told me the story, she's like, and I just didn't go. I just didn't go to my wedding. I turned my phone off, and I went, oh, that's amazing. And I guess Holly didn't want to not go to her wedding. So two different times she knew it wasn't right.
I don't think I could do it. If I'd already planned the wedding,
you would go.
I think I would feel too bad for all those people that showed up, which is not the way, that's not good thinking, but it would really bother me that I set all this in motion. But because I want to say, if you feel that way, don't do it. Like,
yeah,
it's okay. Don't go to your wedding. Like, that's what I want to support. But I'm going to say that I would have so much codependent guilt to work through.
Like I said,
you have no problem.
I think I've said this before. I think I would show up and go, y'all, I've decided this is not going to work for me. but I want everyone to stay and have a good time. I'm getting out of here and going to a gay bar. So I would show up, but just to tell everyone, have a good time. No one cares if anybody gets married at a wedding. No one gives a shit.
No,
you're there to have cake and to drink and to dance and to judge people.
Exactly.
No one gives a shit if someone actually gets married.
If you walk away from that wedding, I'll fly you to Tampa and we'll go to that gay bar in Tampa with a river in the bar. Because that's the kind of bar you go to whenever you run away from your wedding.
It's not a river. It was like water in front of the bar. It's not the river in the bar.
Well, whatever.
Anyway, I fully support. Don't ever go through with their wedding if it doesn't feel right.
I support what I support. I think Wayne's good for her. I think he's got his problems, but I think he's a good guy. Mom is crying. She's happy. And Holly says, you know, he says if the sex is good, and I'm hoping it's true. Because remember, y'all, they haven't fucked yet.
That's true. The one weird thing is the officiant said, now you can seal your marriage with a long kiss. And I was
don't tell me how to kiss on my wedding day.
That's a weird liturgical.
Yeah. With a long, passionate, stick your tongue into the ripples of her lips, make out session.
It was weird. Kim and TJ.
Speaking of someone that needs to not get married.
It's so funny. A lot of what I've seen on social media, people were like rolling their eyes at Kim for a long time. Like, oh, this bitch. The last couple of weeks, it's been like, Kim's still posting on social media and doing all of the like upbeat stuff she does. We're like, everyone's like, shut up. You're awful.
Well, you know, I said this at the beginning that a lot of people that do that type of upbeat social media stuff, they're completely denying any pain and trying to just wash over things in her life. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. She's not, whereas like miserable bitch is horrible. And like,
we didn't Kimberly, have her this episode.
Pardon? What?
We didn't have miserable bitch this episode. Thank you. Thank you, editors.
But Kimberly is just, man, this woman is just fucking broken.
I agree, and she's trying, and what she's going to do is weaponize that hurt to everybody around her, and that's why she's like radioactive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she is telling her parents what to say when they go in the house. I just imagine me telling my mother how to go into the house. Krista, I only know one God. It makes it easier to remember the name, and it's God.
Aunt Peggy would say that, oh, baby, we can't have them false gods. No, I don't know who this.
Jaybird, it's already enough you're marrying a man. Do I need to go in the house and say Krista?
Yeah. Aunt Peggy'd say, I'm sorry, I don't know who Krista is. I can't worship her. But I appreciate the thought, but we're going to go with Jesus.
So TJ even says that telling Yash, behave yourself, start from zero. And he's like, I'll try to forget what happened earlier.
I'll try to forget.
Such a martyr. And I think this is kind of nice. Y'all, the stepmom does walk into the apartment, and she's like every Southern mother when they first see their kid's dorm.
Yeah.
And go, oh, this is nice. You could put this over here. Oh, it looks a lot bigger than 200 square feet. Mm-hmm.
You just got to decorate this, Kim.
You just got to decorate this. You can put up those little pictures of those like kids dressed up in like Casablanca over here, and you put that one thing where a rose is and everything is black and white.
If your mother says to you, you just got to decorate this, that means your place looks like shit.
It's a dump.
It's a dump.
But I liked it how she was like, It was totally
I like that you can take a little piddle and everyone can see it. That's good. I like your neighbor.
I like the bunk beds, how they're against the window.
Yes. I love how that cabinet just goes over the outlet. That's great.
She was trying, though.
She was trying.
She kept saying, mm-hmm.
It freaks me out whenever I know that. So the parents are meeting and they sit there and And TJ's mom says things like, well, we are happy you're here and we respect you and you respect us and we respect one another. Y'all, when people meet me for the first time and they say, I respect you, it raises my hackles. It means you don't respect me at all. You're going to throw me under the bus any chance I get. It's like when people said, well, I respect your lifestyle.
I think it's weird. In this case, I do believe it's cultural. I always have a good problem point. With that. I do believe because their customs are so different that I think respect, and this is the thing, I think when they're thinking about respect, it means not defer to it completely and forget yourself like Kim thinks. It just means to acknowledge its existence and go by the customs that we have.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's where I was going with it.
Do you think, though, do you feel like that TJ's family, they're all just playing nice? They don't mean any of this?
100%.
Yeah, I do too.
I think they were trying to be nice to the parents were there. Yeah. I think they think she's a spoiled little brat.
Yeah.
And because she kind of is.
Kind of is.
Now, it's so funny when they were talking about that. Even the parents are like, yeah, we get that. You show respect for the way we live, and I show respect for the way we live. And Kimberly's sitting like this, stone-faced.
That's what I wrote.
Not saying a word.
She's not making an effort the entire. She's just sitting there like she's smelling piss on the top of her lip. Not even trying. So that's the deal, is that I actually feel sorry for TJ, is that if you look at this, Kimberly isn't even trying to make an effort. And from what we've seen on this show, I don't think she's really ever tried to make an effort to be nice to his family. She just expects for them to wipe her ass.
Y'all, this person is, among her friend group, is the person who needs to be placated for everything. Because of things that has happened to her or blah, blah, blah.
Because they're like, oh, God, we got to be nice to Kimberly. You know her mom doesn't like her, right? You know, her mom doesn't even want to hang out with her. What? Yeah, doesn't not even love. Her mother doesn't even like her. Said she's annoying.
TJ's in for a world of hurt.
And of course, Dad probably gave her everything he wanted. Because what would you do if your daughter's mother, the woman you married, said, don't really like her. Not really like her. You're just going to say, here's another lollipop, Kimberly.
Yep. Shall we go ahead and just venture into the Philippines?
Again, I told you, you thought you've seen the worst proposal. You all thought you had, but I'm going to call this the worst proposal I've seen in reality gay / 90 day gays herstory.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's something that is bleaker than bleak about knowing she's pregnant. He's also, you can tell he is petrified with fear not to be able to provide for his child.
He can't has no idea tell how to
her,
do it.
He can't tell her that. No. She's upset because he's paralyzed with fear and only wants to numb playing video games.
Yep.
Because he's not doing chores. She's like, I wonder what's changed. Could it be the crushing weight that the pregnancy has put on him? Probably not. So neither of these people are talking about their feelings. And
no.
It is, if you are empathetic at all, this whole sequence is hard to watch. It's really awful.
Because he's just shutting down. Because we find out ever since that she found out she's pregnant, Brandon's not doing the... Brandon says, I have a lot of anxiety. He's just fucking coding out on his phone. He's not being engaged. He's not doing the dishes. Remember, y'all, he's the one that makes money. He doesn't do anything. And I wrote, what are they doing for money? And then we found out they opened up a store 2 months ago. And I went, great. Maybe they're making a good amount of money with this store, Poodle.
50 cent profit.
Huh?
50 cents.
How much say they get?
We need a new business model. Now, I understand that maybe in the Philippines, y'all need to go to Costco. Not a sorry shop. You need to go to fucking Philippine Costco.
Somebody's got to sell wholesale. Someone.
Because you're not going
to do that.
That's
hard for me to say. Buying wholesale.
You did it
wholesale.
Right. You said wholesale.
Wholesale.
Wholesale. Yeah.
I sound like I said wholesale.
I know. You do because
it's MR and wholesale.
MR. So they go to the sorry shop.
50 cents. Sorry, I'm not over that.
And no. It's awful.
It's awful.
They need to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad or something. Something needs to happen.
Ooh, yeah.
Where we need to learn about margins. And if we don't learn, and if they think, and she says, well, people maybe think it's too expensive. My theory is,
what would our resident financial planner, Susie Orman, tell them?
Well, first of all, it would be, what are you doing over there in the Philippines? First of all, what's your savings? What is your goal? What is your goal for how you're going to be at retirement? You're 24. You need to start thinking about retirement. It is never too late for an IRA, a Roth IRA. Are your wills and trusts in order?
Oh,
you don't have one.
What are you doing?
What are you even doing? What is your goal? Oh, Suze.
Susie Orman.
I think they need to find some type of wholesale situation. I can't imagine going and paying retail and then marking these snacks and chips up is actually going to help you.
They are making $18 a month.
Yeah. Yeah. And she said, he's like, he even brought up, it's like, so we're 60,000 pesos in debt. How much do we make in the store? About 1,000. The weirdest thing is she doesn't seem to have a problem or a solution to this. He's like, what do you think we could do to better? He's like, well, she's like, you could help me more in the store. I don't think that's going to help move merchandise.
No, I don't think so.
They're not speaking the same language here, y'all. She's basically talking about things that she needs from him. He's thinking about how can I put food in my future child's table?
You know what I think he's thinking? I think he's thinking that he's trapped, that he left one. He thought he was going to get away, away from America, where his life was terrible, and he was going to run away and go to the Philippines and live like, go from a pauper to a prince. And I think
now
he recognized, I just moved from one desolate hellscape to another.
With a stone-faced jailer who never smiles, pregnant.
And now she's having your baby, and you're stuck here. I think
who
he
also
feels,
has emotional problems.
I think that's and, but you can't leave her because no one in your life has ever said they love you before, and she's the one person.
Yeah, Lars von Trier needed to go watch, I don't know, what's maybe Schindler's List again?
Yeah, maybe.
Something to make him happy. Oh, anyway.
Let's
so
just
he's,
get to it.
He's not a citizen, and so he can't really work. And so he says, "So, I didn't rehearse this at all. This is your engagement ring." He just says that. This is your ring. And then, so, will you marry me, Mary? And all I can think of is, you in some people, those are homophones. And so I heard is, will you marry me, Mary? Mm-hmm. Will you merrily marry me, Mary?
Merrily marry me, Mary, yeah.
No, this is neither here nor there, no, but it's, the, yeah. only, it's no, the only thing I could think of yeah. when I thought, will you marry me, Mary? I think he should did have say, said, marry me, Mary.
He should say, Mary, will or well, Mary, will you marry me?
Yes, but he said, there was something about the way he said it. But you're aware those words are said similarly in some dialects.
Yes.
Do you say Mary? This is interesting to some people.
I say Mary. You marry someone.
Yeah. It's close, though. How do you say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
It's very close in your dialect.
Yeah.
So you would say, marry me, Mary.
Marry me, Mary.
Yours is almost the same. Yeah. Mine is ah. I say Mary. This is interesting to like five
this,
people.
No, this I know. Is not the interesting thing because this is the saddest proposal in history.
I guess I'm trying to get over it.
Yeah, you're just trying. You're trying to disassociate because you need to think about something. Because this is so fucking sad for you. He doesn't even get down on his knee, and when he takes up the ring, and not, she makes that stank face, and. God.
It's the worst ring
doesn't.
Face.
He just bought a ring that's like a size 12. It doesn't even fit on. Did you see when they did the close up of how ill fitting yes. the ring was?
And the irony of the fact that the ring said, "I am enough." When at that, y'all, at that moment, even the phrase "I am enough" can't help you.
And when
doesn't matter how many times you say it.
God, when he said, God, if that isn't...
Because this ain't enough.
If that isn't...
Love a, ain't enough.
The, if, yeah, if that isn't on the greeting card for Love Addicts Anonymous, when he said, you know, I put that on the ring because usually every time we fight, we end up in just tears, crying.
Saying, I'm not enough.
I'm not enough.
I
y'all wish you could see Jake's face when I... Do, you know what it is? It's that meme. I posted this on my Instagram. It was just like a meme, but it was from one of the few accounts that I follow that actually says really good shit because it's so important. Like oftentimes you never realize until you tell a story to someone else, you don't realize how fucked up someone treated you or mm-hmm. how fucked up a situation was.
Yeah.
And you just saw that as I'm speaking this back to Jake and Jake is hearing it, y'all, you kind of see Jake's eyes keep getting big and you just see parts of his brain exploding.
It's like I posted this meme during and it says, you know, you're doing your best. And it's like a picture. And then it went, how fucking sad is that?
Yeah. True. True. I'm there. I'm there.
I loved it, and it made me laugh.
Oh,
it's sad that this is your best.
And Poodle, what is even better than someone saying, I just said yes because I didn't want to hurt him?
She said, yeah, I'll marry you. Yeah, but yeah, I'll marry you. It's fine. Yeah. We'll do it when I'm ready and we're more mature. And it's like nothing really got settled. And she's like, I'm saying yes because I need to right now because we just need to keep our heads down and keep going. And I need to resell these tarot chips for mm-hmm. 10 pesos more.
Yeah.
So hopefully I can buy a chicken bone that we both can gnaw on. It's just... That's what it feels like to me. I want to claw off my skin in these segments. I think we should be getting extra money to watch them.
I'm so
it's
glad.
So
that they,
awful.
I'm so glad they kind of fucked up and told spoilers and probably won't be on this anymore because it's just too
I can't,
sad.
I can't take it.
It's, this especially is, once they have a baby. God, I hope she makes it through childbirth.
I wonder if the baby will have her same stank face.
Yes, it'll be probably a really cute baby. If the baby lives.
Stop!
No, seriously, it's so sad.
I'm done. I'm Allie.
Wow, that talking about that actually made me, I got to take a shit from that. I'm just
done.
Like, bleh. Y'all, that's it. That's your toe. That was toe. That was toe. Good episode, actually. It was a good episode. The season's still going strong, even though it's going to go till the end of the year. I don't know how.
So where else can we
go?
Because we're in episode, what was this? 13. So I guess we're going to get 22. That makes sense. If we're
October now,
we're
going to get 22 episodes.
We're going to get 22 episodes.
Yeah.
Which I actually prefer a 22-hour episode than an hour and a half.
Me too. Totally.
Love it. All right, everybody. That is your show. Be sure to check out we're going to have the 90 Day UK. We're going to record that in a minute. I'm sorry for it's late, but we're not sorry because Discovery didn't give
it to us. I'm not sorry because they fucked up. And we have a very specific recording schedule. We were fucking traveling. And you're going to get it.
You're going to get it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
You're going to get it.
You're going to get it. That's the show. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And when not even a Gucci pillowcase can save your sad, sad ass of a storyline, you can call us. I am a god on the dance floor. The women have been driven crazy for me. You could eat pineapple off nipples.